Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome.
Has Danae called in or? Okay. All right, it's 6:01. I'll call the meeting to order for February 26, 2024. Please rise and we will have a private invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this point in our meeting is citizens' input. Is there anyone that would like to address the council? State your name.
Yes, I'm Jim Crisio Jr. I come before the City Council and the appellate police chief in regards to the social media folks that brought to my attention and draw concern regarding an officer here in the police department. Now, the post that was advised my attention was the fact that the interactions with this officer allegedly was going around her residence regarding a rooster that happened to just be there prior to her moving there. Now, I don't understand the resources and concern over this rooster that doesn't pose any threat to the community or the other neighbors. Allegedly, the woman had suggested, what should I do with the rooster? As this officer, Margaret allegedly suggested with his hand gesture of a gun to shoot him. And something that's very unprofessional, in my opinion. The reason why I'm here is because we got to hold these officers accountable and show some responsibility of their action. And I would encourage for the community who are viewing this or at a later time to hold them accountable for their action. So this way we could have some transparency in the community to where they're holding their position as public servants to a professional standard and not insinuate something that's going to cause harm to an animal that's not doing it. It happens to just be on the tree. So for the public record, I did email all the city officials, the Othello police chief, and the public police chief assistant as well, and Vargas as well, fairly. But at the meantime, I'm looking for something, some solution to where, you know, these officers don't infringe on anyone's rights or show any cruelty to animals here in the community. There's no reason for a rooster that needs to be shot just because it's there at a residence that's not causing a disturbance. And it's wasted tax dollars for resources for a few officers to circle around her residence over this rooster. It's a complete waste of time. And you guys need to show some professionalism when it comes to this community. So that's why I'm speaking on behalf of her, because she doesn't have the courage to speak up, or she feels as if she would speak up, nothing would be done about it. But when I'm involved, something will be done. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jake. Anyone else like to address the council at this time? Come to the microphone, state your name, and your address.
Thank you. My name is Ernie Summers, and for those who don't know, I was a small animal veterinarian in Omaha, Nebraska for over 39 years. During that 39 years, I served on the Nebraska Humane Society Board of Directors for 22 years. And that Nebraska Humane Society serviced over 750,000 people in them. I retired in 2009 and moved to Othello, basically to be near my grandkids in them. I have been an advisor to Adams County Pet Rescue for the last 13 years, using my expertise as a veterinarian and as having served on the Nebraska Humane Society Board to help advise them. I was involved in the negotiations along with Taya Grant, Mayor Logan, Dave, and I would like to kind of set some things straight that are I'm going to call them misconceptions that are being put out there about our organization. I will be the first to admit that Pet Rescue is not very good at negotiations, and maybe Dave can back me up on that. And now, why else would they accept a contract that was costing us over $300,000 and probably closer to $400,000 when everything was said and done, a contract that the city was only paying $60,000 for this service? And now, they did this because they wanted the animals of the city of Othello to have the best care. And they were able to do this because they had a former city businessman that helped make up the difference in cost. Unfortunately, the gentleman has passed away and we can no longer count on his source of income. And now, we were merely asking the city to help with some of the expenses, and we would continue to fundraise to make up the difference that the contract was going to cost us. Incidentally, very little of the money that we raise actually comes here locally. Most of it comes from around the state, from other states, and even from Canada. All money that is coming in to our economy from outside sources and that. The negotiations began with Adams County Pet Rescue requesting $150,000 to continue to take care of animal control and take care of the animals that were picked up and brought in to us. And now, again, this is a service that is costing us over $300,000. The mayor countered with an offer of $100,000 and the city would take over the animal control. This seemed like a fair offer to us, and it met all of our criteria. Unfortunately, it included two provisions that we could not accept. Number one, it required us to euthanize a certain number of animals. We are a certified no-kill facility. If we did that, we would lose our accreditation, and a large amount of our donations would dry up. Two, and I do not quite understand this, but it required that we only accept animals from Othello that were brought in by that city's animal control officer. We would not be able to accept animals that were surrendered to us by the owner, animals, strays, dogs and cats that were brought in by non-owners, and injured animals. They would have to track down a part-time animal control officer and surrender it to that person. And then the animal control officer would then bring it to us. This would require a lot more time and effort, and it would result in even more animals being abandoned into the county. ACPR estimates that approximately two-thirds of the abandoned animals that we have to deal with, that we pick up out in the county, are actually animals that come from here in Othello. Your citizens do not abandon their animals here in town. Maybe a few at Walmart or something like that, but most of them take them out into the country where they have no chance of returning home, and they abandon them there. My question is, does the city have any responsibility for this, these abandoned animals? Apparently not. Mayor Logan said he would take this proposal to the city council and get back to us. When he got back, he stated that you would only pay $75,000 for this service that was costing us over $300,000 in that there. No mention was mentioned, or nothing was mentioned about the euthanasia mandates or the ability to take animal control or surrender in that. In our minds, negotiations were still open in that, but we never heard anything back from Mayor Logan or you after that. We did not find out until a month after this that the city was negotiating with another provider behind our backs. If you had let us know, we could have pointed out some of the problems you were going to encounter with this new arrangement. And if we could have helped you with the transition, if you still decided you wanted to go with this new provider. As it is now, your current policy of catch and release until you get your new facility is just leading to more animals being taken out into the county and abandoned, which, ironically, we are having to deal with. How is Pet Rescue supposed to trust the city and this new organization when you do this to us? Here are some of the objections, just a few of them. Number one, for you to save this extra $25,000 a year that we were requesting, you are going to spend at least $400,000, and I would suggest, in my experience, probably a lot more than that, to build a new facility to service the new contract. This facility is going to have yearly maintenance costs, such as utilities, insurance, liability insurance, equipment repair, and replacement. Mayor Logan verified this since we get our insurance through his company, or former company. Pet Rescue currently spends almost $20,000 in insurance alone just to meet the insurance needs of our contract and our building in there. I don't know of any city the size of Othello that has two separate pet rescue organizations. Even Omaha, as big as it was, only had one pet rescue organization. This leads to duplication of services and a waste of money. I don't know about you, but I am hearing a lot of complaints from your citizens that this is going to lead to an increased tax burden on them. Two, how do you know that this new relationship is going to work out as planned? What if they, you have no track record? What if they find out that they can't provide this service you request for $75,000? Are you going to make up any differences that require? If they can't provide this service, remember, you are stuck with a $400,000 plus facility, whether they succeed or not. The only way, in my opinion, that they can come close to succeeding for this amount is if they euthanize not only the dangerous and marauding animals that Mayor Logan mentioned, but also all the hard to adopt animals that Pet Rescue was having to deal with. These hard to adopt animals are the major cause of the increased cost that it was costing us to take care of the animals and that. You will be in for a surprise, or they will be, if you think that they can raise money like Pet Rescue does to fund for the extra money. Most people do not like to donate to a kill facility. They would rather donate to a no-kill facility. And most people do not like to donate to a facility that is connected with the government. They already feel like they are donating enough to you in the form of their taxes and that. Number three is going to take some time for this new facility to come online. There is no way that acquiring three animal pods and putting them into an unused building is going to adequately service the over 300 dogs and over 300 cats that Pet Rescue took care of last year. You, number four, you as a city council are going to be fielding a lot more calls and complaints from the public because you are taking full responsibility for the care of the city's animals. These are calls that Pet Rescue dealt with before they even reached your desk. The new part-time animal control officer and the part-time person that you will be hired to take care, or they will be hired to take care of your animals, will not be available to give that extra wall of protection that Pet Rescue did with the full-time facility. There are more reservations and questions being raised, and I have included a handout to you, and I would appreciate it if you took the time to read it. On a personal note, this is for me. I would like to thank you. I have been preaching for years for Pet Rescue to get their animal control numbers, or their animal numbers down. The last 7 weeks of not having to take in all the city animals has significantly reduced our pet population. It smells much better now, and it is a lot less noisy than it was. The stress for the animals and the staff is way down. We should see less disease problems now. Our overtime pay has almost been eliminated, and you have removed a $300,000 plus expense from our budget. This will free us to do what we do best, taking care of the suffering animals of Adams County, and it'll allow us to serve the people who do appreciate what we have been doing for them and are still doing. I understand that being a city council person is hard, often a thankless job. I wouldn't want your job for anything in the world. When things are going well, you don't hear from anyone. But when one thing goes bad, that's when the excrement hits the fan. Pet Rescue sympathizes with you because that is exactly how we feel right now. It is hard for us to understand why not one city council person has ever taken the time or effort to drive 2 miles out into the country and see how much time and effort it took us to take care of your animals. What it takes to run a high quality facility such as ours. Maybe if you had, you would have a better appreciation and understanding for what Pet Rescue does and a better appreciation of what it is going to take and build a facility of your own. Thank you. I'm built to answer any questions you might have, or if you want me to elaborate on something. Anyone?
Mayor Pro Tem, I want to make 2 comments on Dr. Summers had to say. The complaints. So I've been contacted in the last 2 weeks by multiple people over complaints, but the complaints that I've gotten from them have been over misinformation that Pet Rescue's putting out. And I don't think it's intentional misinformation, but I think it's misunderstanding.
And what is this misinformation?
Well, the last one I was contacted was just a couple of days ago, that the new facility that the city's going to be taking care of is only going to be required to take care of 36 dogs a year.
It's funded. I'm sorry. So
I was contacted actually by a board member of Pet Rescue, and he's telling me that your other board members are telling people and him that the new facility is only going to be required to handle 36 animals a year. So there's some misinformation that's being put out there. And like I said, I don't think it's intentional.
A total of 36 animals.
That you're correct. It's not. But it's things like that. And there's been some other misinformation.
But you're going to have way closer to, the numbers that Cat Rescue do if you do the.
But the information that's being put out there is after the 36 animals, that nobody knows what they're going to do, or they're going to end up out at Pet Rescue. Well, it's just misinformation like that. And the other one I've heard is that every animal that goes in there is going to be euthanized. Well, that's not correct either.
What do you think your euthanasia
totals? I don't know, but I believe that I was told that the people that are going to be taking care of it, they were part of it. She was part of a shelter before, and by the time she left there, I believe I was told they were at a 90 or 95% adoption rate. So the lady, the hands and paws people. The problem here is, like I said, it's misinformation. I don't believe it's intentional.
That was
their percentage rate at the last facility that they were at. And that's what I was told.
If that is true, that would be a very, very high percentage. And that would take a lot of time and effort. And they'd have to hold animals for quite a long time to come clear that.
So here's the other thing, is there has been city council members out there. I know that for a fact because I was out there. Okay, I've been out there. It's been a couple of years since I was out there, but I have been out there. Like I said, it's been a couple of years, but I have been out there. So there has been city council members out there.
We're talking about out there and to observe what we are doing, to attend one of our meetings, like we are attending.
No, I did not attend your meeting, but I've been to your facility.
You just coming in the front door, and maybe I think some of you have even adopted that. You are not going to see, but it requires by just coming in the front door or driving into the parking lot. And that you have to come in and see what's going on. You have to meet the people, the staff, talk to them, see what is involved in what they have to do, because we have an amazing staff that works for pennies. I'm not proud of this. They work for not near as much money as they could somewhere else, just because they love animals and want to take care of those animals. And if you have any questions like this, I wish you would come to me or somebody else that we could set the record straight. I don't know who gave you that information. I find it hard myself to see.
The last gentleman that told me that was a board member, a new board member for the Adams County Pet Rescue, and he said that came from another board member. So, and
I myself find it hard that a board member would think that you were only going to get 35 animals this year.
Was
misunderstood.
He's saying that there was only a requirement that this company takes care of 36 animals per year.
You are building a facility, if I read the correct, that can only handle 32 animals at a time, unless you double up, triple up, or that type of thing. See, you have the ability of only keeping the animals 3 days, maybe five if it includes a weekend. After that, the animals are yours, and you can do anything you want to in that there. Are you going to be keeping them up to 1 or 2 years if it takes that long to adopt out an animal. You can't for the $75,000. You have to find some way to keep your numbers down in that. I don't know. Did I answer it for you? I appreciate this.
Nice.
This, quite frankly, this is the dialogue we need for you to us to understand where you're coming from and you to understand where we're coming from and now. If somebody wants to talk to me in private, just ask for my phone number or ask me or Logan. He has my number. He hears from me quite frequently. Not just on NetResd, but on a few other things. So if you do wish to contact me, I am available almost at retired. I'm available almost at any time as long as I'm in a fellow. And now.
Okay.
Again, I really appreciate what you do. And this is me speaking. I am not on the board of directors. There's some things happen there that I probably disagree with, including the animal numbers and that bill. But I will personally testify that they have the best interest of their animals in mind. And the other thing you might not know, Pet Rescue has over 34,000 followers on their Facebook page. If you're not a member of their Facebook page, I would suggest that you get on. They have some amazing posts, mainly about animals that are available for adoption in that. And again, you can reach me at any time. And again, I thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public that would like to give citizen input? Hearing none, we'll move on then. Need an approval of the agenda.
Roll call.
Oh, roll call. All council members are here except for Danae Valdez. I hear a motion to excuse Danae.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, now moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the consent agenda. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'd like to remove something out of the consent agenda, the public works surplus list.
Okay. What would you like to have done?
I want to discuss some of the things on that list. I can't vote to approve the consent agenda with everything that's on that list. So if you want to discuss it or move it to current business.
Right now, we probably don't have the personnel here to discuss the issues with it. So can we remove the surplus equipment from the agenda, the consent agenda tonight? Okay. So
forward to the next meeting.
Yep.
Well, we can leave it on there and I can just vote nay. I can vote nay on it or remove it.
No, I'd like to move it forward to the next meeting. For discussion.
Mayor Pro Tem, this is Tanya. Can I speak?
Sure.
Councilman Everett, is there a certain item that, or can we know what certain item you're talking about just because Public Works did, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's because Public Works specifically was asking this past week if this could get on the agenda because I think the Booker auction is supposed to happen, I think this week, later this week. So it was kind of like urgent to make sure that was approved to take all the equipment there.
Can we just discuss it? Let's just discuss it tonight and decide if we want to take it out.
Go ahead then, what's your issue?
I want to make a motion to remove the public works surplus list to current business tonight.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, with that removed and put into the current business, do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Moving on, we have current business of the Othello Food Bank.
It's working. It's just not very loud.
Very loud.
I can be loud enough for the room.
There you go.
I'm a pastor. I'll fill the room. I just can't get Zoom in this thing. Adam James, I'm the chair of the Othello Food Bank, a local Othello resident, pastor of First Christian Othello Christian Church. Excuse me. I flashed back to my last church. In August of 2022, I stood before you with a request for funds to help the Othello Food Bank overcome the financial shortfall of nearly $30,000. On behalf of the Othello Food Bank Board, I want to thank the council for your generous grant that allowed us to cover our shortfall and gave us time to shore up our financial position. As part of the requirements for the $60,000 that the board or that the city council granted to us, I was to come back and give you an update on our position. Over the past 18 months, the food bank has gone from a shortfall of $29,977 to ending 2023 with a surplus of $26,712. And my treasurer tells me that that figure is low because we have some grant monies, reimbursements that had not cleared at the time that she gave me these numbers. So we're actually fairly close to going from a $30,000 deficit to a $30,000 surplus. And if I take out the money from the city that was given to us in 2023, that puts us breaking even, with our income meeting our financial obligations, which has not happened for a very long time for the Othello Food Bank. The board has attempted to implement various fundraising activities with mixed results, mostly negative results. Some efforts failed entirely while others have returned meager results. We've seen an increase in donations from individuals, churches, and local businesses. We've received trusts from various individuals who have left gifts in their wills, in their estates. Our manager, who we were able to hire, works tirelessly to secure grants and funding to support and expand the work of the food bank. Over the next year, we're looking at significant increases in some of our grant funding that we were not expecting. One grant is going to triple over what we have received in the past. And we believe that these increases in grant funding will keep the food bank fully funded at our current level of spending. The renovations to the shed are near completion, but have been delayed due to other structural issues that we've discovered with the main building that require changes to both the main building and the shed to ensure our operations continue safely. Our manager was able to secure grant funding that will cover most of the additional costs, and we're in a solid financial position to cover the remaining costs. So all of those repairs will be taken care of without impacting our ability to operate and serve the community. 18 months ago, I could not have told you that. Now that our finances have stabilized, we're looking for increasing funding to turn our part-time manager into a full-time executive director and to hire another part-time manager whose sole obligation would be to oversee the food bank operations on the day the food bank is open. We want to take Jose Garza, who is just an incredible go-getter, who is, as Pet Rescue, incredibly underpaid for the value that he brings to the food bank. We want to make him a full-time executive director with a salary that is fair and equitable and suits his skills and abilities and the time he puts in. And then bring in a part-time person who will oversee the operations. Because Jose is a gifted fundraiser. He is good at building relationships. He is good at visioning and dreaming and pushing us forward. And I really want him to be able to shine in that position as we bring in somebody else who can oversee the day-to-day operations. We anticipate that we will need to generate an additional $100,000 a year in funding to ensure that we can provide adequate salaries for both of those positions. So that's not something we're looking at doing right away, but it is a goal that we're shooting for in the future. That is where we are. We have been able to make great strides, overcome some hurdles. Our board has overturned where I think there are only three of us who remain on the board from the time that I started. And we have turned over the rest of the board positions with business leaders, community leaders, people who have the connections and the tools that are required to lead us forward into the future. So I thank you for your time, and I'm glad to answer any questions. Okay.
Doesn't look like any.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the report. Okay, we'll move on then to item B, local road safety plan update agreement. Spencer?
So in lieu of Sean O'Brien being here, I can take this on his behalf. This is ultimately what we're looking for is an approval from council to move forward with the contract with SCJ Alliance. The city received a $50,000 grant through Quadco to help pay for an update to our local road safety plan. And this update to that plan will help identify roads around town, driving conditions, areas that we need to focus our money on for safety and road improvements. And also this, having this plan in place will make it easier for us to apply for future grants for street and road funding. Really, that's it in a nutshell. We'll eventually need to have a budget amendment to include this grant in our budget, but it'll be a wash. Money in, money out.
Any questions, council? Then all I need is a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve the agreement for professional services and scope of work with SCJ Alliance in the amount of not to exceed $44,796 for the active transportation plan.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Now, to discuss the item that was brought forward from the consent agenda, we'll call that item C, the surplus list that has been presented by Public Works for equipment to be released.
So my issue on this is the loader and the backhoe, especially the backhoe. I have a real issue with surplusing good equipment that I, without a doubt in my mind, says within the next couple of years, we're gonna buy another, and we've discussed this in budget. The only reason I wanted it brought out because I'm not gonna vote to approve everything else on the agenda, everything else on the consent agenda I was good with, everything else on the surplus I'm good with, but I'm not okay with selling that loader and that backhoe. I think we're gonna take a loss on it, and there's no reason to sell that backhoe when they could be keeping it as a backup. That's my, what I
is
have to say.
Is it for the whole piece of equipment, or is it just for the pallet forks and the broom attachment?
I believe it's for the backhoe with the pallet forks.
That's not the way I read it, but.
That's what it was discussed in budget, that they wanted, because we had a Public Works that, quote, guaranteed he could get 30 grand for the backhoe, which I argued with him then, but I think it's silly to sell that backhoe. It's looking at taking a loss.
I don't have any problem with them keeping it as a backup, but also that's one of the reasons that we, when we were going through budget discussions, is that we could get money for that, and that kind of went against the cost of the actual replacement that was in the budget.
They bought a front end loader, not a backhoe.
Yeah.
Well, the backhoe was going to replace a mini excavator, Corey, that we bought last year.
No, it wasn't. The backhoe, they wanted to sell the backhoe because they were getting that front end loader. Remember the $240,000 front end loader?
Because they said they didn't need two backhoes. They needed the front end loader, and they were going to surplus one backhoe.
Yep.
But
the backhoe acts as a loader and an excavator. So I thought it was the excavator part of it. And Gina's right. It was going to offset the price of the mini excavator, to my understanding, not the loader.
The backhoe discussion all came about when they wanted to buy that front end loader.
Yeah, but that was
bought 2 years ago.
On the front end loader, when we were going through the budget discussions, is they were saying that they could sell the backhoe. That money, you know, if you counted that kind of as a offset of some of the cost of the front end loader, made the front end loader a little bit more affordable.
Yeah.
Because they were going to get rid of that backhoe.
Yeah, you're anyway, right, Corey. On the loader part of it, the loader was going to do a faster job than the backhoe as far as loading, because it's got a bigger bucket, right? Mm-hmm. And on the digging part of it, the mini excavator was going to take care of that. And I remember you saying, well, the backhoe can get to the site a lot faster than a mini. You don't have to load it. So discussion was back and forth, and I thought we had agreed on getting rid of both. Now on the loader, you know, having that as a backup is okay. The backhoe, I don't know how many excavators we have out there. I don't know if we have just one excavator and that backhoe. Do you guys know?
So the loader, I don't really have a big issue with that one. According to Justin, that it's pretty much worn out.
Mm-hmm.
But the backhoe is where I had the issue at.
Well, if you have the issue with the backhoe, getting money for it, is the money part of it? Is that what you're trying to say? Because I think backhoes bring good money in auctions.
But why would you sell a good piece of equipment? I mean, even the city already owns a backhoe, so we're going to get rid of a good piece of equipment that could be saved for a backup. What's that?
It's 31 years old.
I was going to say that's a.
But it's still a good backhoe.
That's a backhoe they owned before I even worked there.
The thing was, there was three backhoes. that the city owned.
Two.
That's what I recall.
I thought it was
and
two.
They were gonna, no, there was three.
I don't think
two backhoes in the loader.
Two backhoes in the loader, or was it three
backhoes? Yeah, one didn't have the backhoe, it just had the loader.
So we are keeping one
backhoe. We're keeping one backhoe, and then they replaced the other backhoe with the front, the larger front end loader, because they didn't feel, they felt that that would make them more efficient. They could work more efficiently with the front end loader and the backhoe than they could with two backhoes.
That's what I understood.
That's what I understood. And like I said, that backhoe is a 1993. That was there way before I even worked for them.
But it's still a good backhoe. There's nothing wrong with it. I have a real, like I said, I have a real issue with selling good equipment. It makes no sense to me because equipment breaks down. Okay, what happens when this backhoe that they've got now breaks down? Do you go rent it? You go rent, what's the backhoe cost to rent a week? $1,000? $2,000?
They have a loader and a track hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So either way, they'd have backup.
They have backup, yeah.
Wow, that's
like I said,
that's what I had to say.
My understanding during the discussion of budget was that the sale of this backhoe was going to offset the cost of the front end loader that we bought.
Okay. Budget, but.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a motion to approve the sale of these items from somebody on the council. We'll have a second. And then we'll have a vote.
Yep.
And you've voiced your opinion. So I guess it's going to be up to the remaining amount of us on the council to.
Okay. I'll make a motion to surplus the listed items.
I second it.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. So the motion passes with one nay. And is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council tonight? I have none. Any new business that anybody would like to introduce? Okay, none. So the council has received a legislative report that was put out this February by our lobbyists. It's good reading. I would recommend it. Kind of tells you what's going on in the state of Washington and how wild it is. So anyway, is there anything else anyone wants to add tonight? Hearing nothing, I'll adjourn this meeting at 6:49 p.m.
So just good night, guys.
You guys will. Thank you. But I didn't want to vote in the
Right.
So that's why I wanted to know.